Town way. All right, anyway, let's without further ado, let's do this. By the power vested in me, I hereby declare this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Chant it with me. Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting. And every week we here at Friendly Town, a fictional utopian society we created for the purpose of this comedy show and our recording for the internet, Friendly Town Radio on iTunes. Tell your friends, leave us a good review. Every week we come up with a new thing that a typical town might need. A couple weeks ago we did a special edition. Every week's a special edition. We did an edition called Friendly Town Needs to Have a Talk with the Youths, where everyone delivered impassioned speeches aimed at our youth population. It would have been great to have our youth minister friend Andrew here. Good to have him here for that. Last week we did a Friendly Town Just Really Needs the Insurance Money, where we all presented a fictional insurance scams that we would use to help fund our underfunded city schools and town population and public works projects. We've had other episodes, a long time ago. Friendly Town Needs a Roadside Attraction. Friendly Town Needs a Mad Scientist. You know, stuff that towns need. This week, we realized we've gone almost a full year as a community without having a proper spelling bee. What does that say about us? Does it say that we have a very diminutive second generation South Asian population? Does it say that we just don't place enough value on the spoken word or the written word? I think it means one or two or both of those things. So this week we've decided to welcome back those of you who are here for the pre-Friendly Town show we did here on Mondays. Was called QED Comedy Laboratory, and this was a show that we did twice as part of QED. And we decided that we would invite the quizmaster of the QED Spelling Bee back for Friendly Town's first ever International Spelling Bee. Please give it up for Shane Ryan. We'll get you situated over here, Shane. Here's a microphone for you. I'll get up on the other one.
Thank you. Welcome to Spellbound. We're going to have a spelling bee. Who's excited about a spelling bee? Also, we're going to have a communist revolution as we go. This is the plan.
Everyone actually did sign up for that.
You also signed up for the communist revolution.
Yeah, that's why they're here. Actually, I don't know if I told you this, but
that's perfect.
Shane will explain the rules, and he will call up our spelling contestants one by one tonight. And there's room for everybody. Everyone in town has a crack at that spelling title, and the words, however, are a little bit interesting.
The words are different. If you're nervous about competing in a spelling bee, I can assure you one thing. This is the one spelling bee you'll ever be in where spelling really doesn't matter. The words you don't have to study for because I made them all up. Some of my favorite words that we've used in the past have been ginger Snapchat. That was a good one. We did a sharkalepsy once. Yeah,
that was a big hit.
That was a big hit. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to call you up on the list here. You're going to come up to the stage. And
my personal favorite might have been Shaviators.
Shaviators was a good one. Yeah. But you get up here, and we're going to have a little banter, a little talking time. And I may ask you to spell some things like your name. And then I'm going to give you a word. And then you have to spell that word as best you possibly can. And then I will decide if you spelled it right. Hint, it's always right. But here's the problem. Then you have to define the word based on the task I give you. So you'll get a couple of minutes to do a little bit of an improv based on whatever I've told you to do. It could be you're going to tell your grandparents what it's like to be whatever that word is, or do a freestyle rap about something. Whatever it is, I decide you're going to do.
Please make someone do a freestyle rap.
I was thinking you. And
somebody who's not me, preferably.
But there's not much wider than those two guys over there.
Hey!
Boom!
Two white guys!
Anyway, that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to go through this. There's enough people here. We're going to run through this probably a couple of times. So you're going to get more than one word as the night goes on. But who's ready to spell?
All right, you guys ready? I will turn the stage over to you, Spellmaster Shane.
Thank you. Our first contestant at the, what I'm now realizing on the sheet says, Friendly Town Spalling Bee, is Carson Barnes with a K. All right.
Hi.
Hi, Carson. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You feeling nervous about the spelling bee?
I don't feel good.
Don't do like last time.
Nope. Got disqualified.
This time, poop on stage. last time we did it in the audience and it freaked people out. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself, Carson? What's your favorite hobby?
When I'm not doing spelling bees, I thoroughly enjoy reading through my favorite thesaurus and dictionary.
Wow. You are a boring person. Carson, your first word, let's see what the old magic word machine pulls up for us. Oh, this will be a good one for you. Anacondom.
Sounds terrifying.
Your word is anacondom.
Anamacondom.
No. Anacondom. Also, by the way, all the normal rules of spelling bees apply. You can't ask for, word, grammar, tenses, things like that. If you need assistance.
Anacondom?
Anacondom.
Anacondom. May you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. The word you have is anacondom.
Is this in the natural language of Magnum Anacondom or Lifestyles Anacondom?
This is this is more of a Trojan Anacondom.
Anacondom. Anacondom. Anacondom?
That is correct. Now, Carson, you have to also define the word for the audience because some of them may not be familiar with some of these terms. And I would like you to perform a quick commercial for anacondoms.
Anamacondoms? If that butt don't know, want none, then don't get no buttonamondoms. Anamacondoms? You don't really need to use them.
Sure. Thank you very much, Carson. We'll see you in round two. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, our next competitor is Alex Linton.
Oh, my God. George R.R. Martin, everybody. When's the fucking sixth book coming out? It's been 6 years. I've been waiting. I was at the show. I knew what was happening.
In the sixth book, I kill all the Harry Potter characters.
Those are my favorite characters.
So, Alex, you're familiar with the what we call the sometimes the radio alphabet or the phonetic alphabet, alpha, beta.
Yes, alpha, beta, gamma, delta.
Yeah, there you go.
Could you please
spell your first name with that alphabet, please?
Yeah, it would be alpha. I'm a piece of shitta. All right.
That's pretty close. So, are you excited to be in the spelling bee today?
No.
How have you competed in spelling bees before?
I have not, actually. I can't really read all that well. Mm. As in, at all.
Well, then this will be
Don't
fun.
Judge me. I'm Fuck you guys. Kindergarten was hard. There were colors and numbers. Shut up.
Fine. Well, here's your word. Rostabate.
Rostabate. Rostabate. When you jack off...
That's
you're smoking
your spelling the word, you know.
Well, I want to define it. I want to make sure they know what it is first. I do know what this one is. I do that a lot. It's when you smoke a fat joint and then rub one out to a picture of Bob Marley. You know what I mean? Because like you love love and peace and shit like that. Also, dreads are kind of your thing. Okay. I like dreads. Fuck you guys. Whatever.
Are we going to spell the word?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Did you rostabate before the show?
I did not, actually. That's probably why my mind isn't clear enough. And rostabate.
I saw you forgot your socks.
It's so embarrassing. What's the word again?
Rostabate.
Rostabate. What's it again? Like, what is the definition? I forgot.
Well, we haven't defined it yet.
Okay.
There you go.
Am I not? All right. Ross debate. R. O. Ross debate.
That's correct. It's weird. That's an alternate spelling from Lithuania. Tell you what. Now I need you to. You're going to do a late night TV commercial. Trying to entice tourists to come Rostovate with you so we can learn what that is.
Come Rostovate. Hey, man, do you like racial stereotypes and weed? Do you like masturbating also? Come and Rostovate with me, man. Rostovate.
Fair enough. All right. My God. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Linton, everybody. Our next contestant is Jay Kindred.
Yay.
Yeah. Jay is a two-time competitor in the Spellbound Spelling Bee. Spelled one word right, I think, out of four tries in the past. So it's pretty excited. How you feeling, Jay?
Pretty excited about Spelling Bee. You take that communism shit and shove it up your Mark's ass. That's all I'm saying.
Well, can't have a
jerk.
Yeah, possible.
Yeah.
Hey, your word is dick pixies.
I feel like you picked that word, like, specifically for me.
Well, it's on a list, but I found it and I thought of you, so.
Oh, I am quite the dick pixie.
You are quite the dick pixie. Would you like to spell dick pixie for us?
I would like the origin of the word, please.
The origin of the word, it is Scandinavian, possibly Druidic, and goes back to the early days of Kodak.
Could you use it in a sentence that is not your word is dick pixie?
Sure. This is a sentence different than that one.
Okay.
And it is, your word is dick pixies, but this is a longer sentence.
Dick pixies. D-I-C-K-P-I-X-I-E-S. Dick pixies.
That's awesome. And now you, sir...
Do you guys clap because I spelled it correctly?
Come on, what the fuck? How many of you could have spelled dick pixies correctly?
That was the easiest word so far.
It is the easiest word.
I know what dick spells like, okay? It's just, whoa. That was weird.
The thing about a spelling bee.
I just learned a lot about myself.
The thing about a spelling bee is you never really know what you're going to learn.
I'm in for a lifestyle change now. This is great.
Hey, this seems like a good time for a freestyle rap about
Karen, it's over. I'm sorry.
No, okay,
this she is always knew.
This is a good time, I think, for a freestyle rap about dick pictures.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Why don't we see something?
Oh, man. You picked me.
I did pick you. I know, because I know you can do it. You got flow.
Well, I think I'm black, you know. Trying to fuck with me. Nah, these dick pixies. What gonna get you? Cut you up quickly. Man, I'm just saying, we got wings and shit.
That's a hit right now.
Lifestyle change and career change. All in one night.
Oh, that's good so far.
Yeah.
You wanna do more?
Yeah, screw it. Let's
go for it. Just keep going.
Let's see. All right, here we go. I don't know if I can ignore that.
It's all right.
Someone said suicide after my set. It's kind of
Whoo!
A lot going on this stage. Yo, you know, if you want to get with me, that you got to pixie me. What? I mean, pixie this dick. I don't know. Okay, we got to stop. We got to stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the rap stylings of Jay Kindred.
Yeah.
All righty. Our next contestant is, this is a completely made up name, St. Thomas Ledoux.
How good is this real name?
All right. You are St. Thomas Ledoux?
Indeed.
All right, I'm excited.
It means the sweet Ledoux. Ledoux, the sweet. The soft, if you will. Just saying. It's not fake. It's real words, man.
Fair enough. Can you spell that for us? Ledoux.
L-E-D-O-U-X.
That does not match what's on this form. I see what you were going for there. All right. Your word.
How are you?
Are you ready for your word?
Yeah.
Your word is extraterrestrial.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things I want to know about this word. Yeah, origin of that word.
The origin of that word goes back to an accident I had on a bike.
Oh, tell us more about that.
Also,
it's from the Greek. So the Greeks even encountered extraterrestrial. Yes. I knew the Egyptians encountered extraterrestrial. That's why we got the pyramids. They taught us how to build them. You learned that from Predator versus Alien, the movie. But I did not know the Greeks also. I guess I know who to thank for the Parthenon now.
There you go.
All right. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Extra,
I'm actually quite good at it.
Extraterrestrial.
Terrestrial.
Extraterrestrial. Extraterrestrial.
We will accept that spelling. That is almost correct. We will take it.
Almost.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Motherfucker comes up here, two letters, the word, and I get an almost correct.
Please, are you ready to define the word? Are you ready to define the word?
I suppose I can.
I need you to explain to all the doctors here in the office what is happening right now with you and why you're concerned about the extraterrestrial.
So I have the extraterrestrial.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying why you're concerned about it.
Okay. I'm the doctor, they're doctors.
They're doctors.
They're doctors.
Yes.
So I'm being, this is like med school style. Like I got a whole board of. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Can you take a look at this? Let me explain to you first. All right, the other day. Me and my boys, we were just out having a good time, all right, and we got a little fucked up. We went bar hopping, stopped at Prez Pub, got in a fight with this black dude after I took a piss, and afterwards, you know, I went bar hopping, hit up, you know, Scruffy City, hit up old Latitude 35, hit up, you know, Sutry's. I lose track of where it was after that, But, you know, let's say I met this chick a couple bars in. She kind of weird looking. I couldn't tell if she didn't speak English or if I was just too fucked up to hear English. But she was into me, you know, and I didn't have a whole lot. Look at me. So we kind of hooked up. She followed us around for a little while. And then it was weird. I eventually went home with her. My boys left me. They gave me the wink and the nod, you know, and went back to the car, taking another piss. And then I went home with this strange woman. Some things though I didn't add up. That it weren't apparent to me till the clothes came off. Which is, one, skin was green. All right. So doctors, I thought maybe it was like a makeup thing. Maybe it was, you know, this what chicks do. I know they dye their armpit hair now, so maybe it's like one of the. But I was into it. Besides that, all the other features, you know, matched up nice enough. Man. So, anyway, we can start making out and shit. Foreplay is cool. But then before I even know what's happening, she pulls out an anal probe. All right. And I tried to be open-minded about shit. All right, I wasn't comfortable with it at first, but she talked me into it in a language that I don't understand. And let's just say one thing leads to another. I black out. I wake up. As far as I can tell, this is going to sound crazy. Look like a spaceship, all right? I know that doesn't make sense, but it was you wake up and it's like a bright, shiny inside of a submarine. Like, you know, submarines are like dark and unpleasant, but this was like nice. There was a window. I could see Earth through the window. And I've been drunk before, but I don't have these kind of lucid dreams. Anyway.
I'm not sure what happened in there. I definitely know that chick wasn't there, but there's a bunch of other dudes there all of a sudden. That wasn't cool. I wish you could have warned me about that. I mean, consent is key. Am I right, everybody? I'm just saying, you got to know what you're walking into and be able to agree to it. And I woke up the next morning with an extra nut. I don't know why it's there. It looks like it was crudely sewn on. I think maybe they decided I couldn't come hard enough or something. And I'll tell you now, it's gotten out of hand. Like now when that extra nut does work. When it happens, I can only masturbate in the shower now because I need all scrubbable surfaces. Because if I try to just do this stuff in the living room, I need new furniture. It's weird. It's not a human nut. It's bigger than the other two. It's green. It's bulbous. It kind of goes off when it wants to. That's the hard part. Is sometimes I can plan for it. Sometimes I can't. Right now I can just fucking ruin this whole room. I mean, try not to, but I really have no control over it. It's got an antenna coming out of it. The antenna, when it gets signal, it hurts. And then the nut happens. I don't know if it's being monitored. Is it safe to remove, or is it attached to too many nerves, or what do we do about this? Medical Academy of Friendly Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, St. Thomas Ledoux. We will address his issue in a future episode of Friendly Town, where we have to do a more thorough investigation of that. Our next contestant here in the Spelling Bee is John Hurst, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, John, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. First time speller, long time listener.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. What are some of your favorite words to spell?
Apple. Apple's great. Our aardvark. I've only gone through A's. I can't wait to get to B. I'm really excited. My book club is going to be ecstatic at that point.
Okay. Well, let's give you a B word. Let's help you out. Let's give you a little head start on the B's. Your word is Boba Fetish.
How does that word make you feel?
It feels pretty good.
Good enough. Okay, Boba Fetish. B-O-B-A F-E-T-T-I-S-H !! !1. Boba Fetish.
The only correct answer so far is Boba Fetish. I know he also subscribes to the zine. That probably helped you a little bit.
Yeah, it really did.
Tell you what, John, it's your chance. This is it. This is the moment. You are actually the editor of that zine. And George Lucas just walked in the room. Tell him about your Boba Fetish.
Oh. Mr. Lucas, it's an honor for you to be here, especially since you have nothing else to do except be at Skywalker Ranch this entire time and just chill and make your apparent movies that you're not going to show anyone because you're a bitter old man. But I'm glad you're here because we can talk about Boba Fetish Enterprises, issue number 3, where we have the interview where we just talk about Boba Fett the entire time and finally get down to the nitty-gritty, like that Sarlacc pit in Return of the Jedi. Let's talk about that in length. I'm going to stare completely wide-eyed at you the entire time I ask about this. So we're just gonna go into what happens in that Sarlacc pit. Well, it's is it comfortable? Is he warm? Is he getting everything he needs down there? I'm really concerned for his health. And now, apparently in the alternate extended universe, which you have been known to avoid by Disney in the future, apparently Boba Fett climbed out of the pit, but what happens now? Does he still climb out of the pit? What happens? How can I get my Boba Fetish on? Boba Fetish? That's really hard to say. It sounds like a buffet at that point. How can I get that on? If I don't, he's just going to be down. I don't want to dive in a Sarlacc pit. That looks disgusting. So, Lucas, let's solve this. Let's solve this problem, you and me, right now. Right now. We're gonna spend most of that. And I got my illustrator on hand to do the many different sex toys we publish with our magazine involving the different things, including the special slave one, Boba Fetish extraordinaire. So, let's talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Hurst talking about his Boba Fetish. Our next contestant is also a Friendly Town mayor and bartender. Please welcome Todd Lewis. He's actually serving a customer right now. So
that was
pretty horrible timing all the way around.
Clapping for the bartender.
Clapping for the bartender. Here he comes. He's brought a notepad with him. He's ready. Hey, Todd.
Hello.
How you feeling today?
Okay.
Could you do me a favor, Todd?
Maybe. Let's hear
Could
it.
Could you spell your name for me? But instead of using the letters, use words that start with those same letters that represent your favorite beers.
Okay. T, so the Old Milwaukee. Old Milwaukee. Duh, Old Milwaukee. And the other D, the Yeehaw Dunkel.
Well played, well played. So you're no stranger to the Spellbound Spelling Bee here.
I am.
You are a stranger to us? Weird. I could have remembered seeing you earlier. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's give you a fun word I think you'll have a lot of fun with. Your word is nymphomanatee.
Okay, hold on a second. Can you use that word in a story about kitties?
It gets weird, but yes, I can.
Would you?
Sure. Once upon a time, there were some kitties, and they were freaked out by a nymphomanatee.
Okay.
The end.
Nymphomanatee. Mm-hmm. What's the country of origin?
Country of origin is Greece. And Florida.
All right. Can I hear the word one more time?
Nymphomanatee.
Manatee. Okay. All right. So, N-Y... M and Terabang. P H. O with a seesaw over it that goes this way. M A with a broken seesaw that looks like that. N and I with headlights. And T and then a Y.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people don't know this, but that is actually the original Greek spelling. That is fantastic. Todd, you did great. Could you please tell the Discovery Channel why we need that show about nymphomanatees?
All right, Discovery Channel, hear me out. So, like, you got Shark Week, but you know what the problem with sharks is? They're just not sexy. You know, how are you going to fuck a shark? Jeff Danger is not here, so we don't know. So you come to all the shows, you get all the jokes. You need something sexy, like manatees or Hitler. We need this show about these people that are sexually attracted to these manatees. You know, just because I'd watch it at least like half a season. You know, 6-7 episodes? I mean, come on. Like, I watched fucking a season and a half of Hell on Wheels. I'd watch people fuck manatees. On basic cable? Yeah! That's way less of a waste of my time. I'll see y'all at the beach. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Lewis.
Todd Lewis giving the most honest answer I've ever heard. Our next competitor is, I can't spell this, Tyler Sonicson. Tyler!
Hi!
Hi there, Tyler. How's it going?
Oh, you know.
Last time we did this, I asked you to spell your name using only your favorite bands.
That was a bit of a stretch.
Freaked you out.
Yeah, it did.
Short-circuited your brain.
I can't be autistic on cue.
Well, okay. Well, here's what I want you to do instead.
Okay.
I want you to spell your name using your least favorite band.
All right, so let's see. My name is Tyler, so let's see. These are bands that I've never actually listened to but assume are terrible. Trapped. Why? I would say Yaz, but I actually love Yaz or Yazoo in England. How about Youth Brigade after they got super preachy and bro-y? But not early Youth Brigade. They were good. And then
you open the floodgates
for L. For L, I think. Shit, I'm only thinking of good bands. This is troublesome. This is real. How about the low? Because I feel like I would like them if I listen to them, but I don't listen to them. E the ex members of Soundgarden's band Audioslave. They were disappointing, but I liked Soundgarden, so ex Soundgarden bands. And then for R, the single worst band of all time, the Rolling Stones. There you go.
Oh my God! Wow. No, win the audience over there.
Okay, sorry. Raz with Todd Rundgren. All right, there you go. I don't know.
That was hard. I apologize.
Hey, not, you know, really. We're from... Okay, we have someone from Memphis here, and the Rolling Stones stole all their guitar licks from Memphis. So there you go. I'm doing God's work. I'm reversing
sure,
the curse.
Sure, if that's what so you want to believe.
That's also the only band I'm kind of not really into that starts with an R. That's
yeah, Fair enough. Let's give you a word now, something easier
yeah,
than that. That was a hard task, I understand.
Yeah, no shit. That was pretty
tough. I always enjoy doing it to you. This word for you is flip-flop-potamus.
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 There you go.
My rhymes are bottomless. I have to include the citation to Brett and Jermaine from what's the show called? Someone help. Flight of the Conchords, yeah. Flight of the Conchords, yeah. I have to cite Brett and Jermaine there. Flip-flop-opotamus. All right. Flip-flop-opotamus. F-L-I-P hyphen F-L-O-P P-O-T-A-M-U-S with a little Turkish curl under it. Flip-flop-opotamus.
That is correct. That's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. The first person to ever spell that correctly, flip-flop-opotamus. I'd like to hear a poem about flip-flop-opotamus. I'm sure these people would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flip-flop-opotamus. Why don't you make up your mind? Every time the flip-flop-opotamus chases me, I always wind up behind. Flip-flop-opotamus to the left of me, flip-flop-opotami to the right. Yet when I look forward or behind, there's no flip-flop-opotami in sight. I look into the sky and I decree flip-flop-opotamus is confusing to me. But in this life, we must call our own, where we wind up on top. Who is this flip-opotamus gonna flop or flip or flop? We don't know. Flip-flop-opotamus, you crazy. My rhymes are bottomless, there.
The proper coffee house applause there. And now yeah, a good applause. There we go.
That's my dream. That's my dream.
Excellent poetry. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tyler Sonicson. Big hand for Tyler. Our next competitor comes to us from out of town. It's Andrew Davis. Andrew advances from the Amicableville Regionals here to the Friendly Town.
Yes, sir.
Spelling Bee. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm great, Spellmaster. Can I call you Sorcerer?
Sure, why the hell not?
I'm doing great, Sorcerer. Thank
excellent.
You
well, you feeling pretty excited? You've been in a Spelling Bee like this before?
I'm not going to lie. Everything about my life has led me to this moment.
That's sad in so many ways. I tell you what, let's give you this word. Also, you are not the first youth minister to compete in this. As a matter of fact, a past champion was a youth minister.
Really?
Yes. We killed her, and she's not here anymore. But we're going to give you this word, Revolutheran.
Great. Can you use it in its ancient Mayan context for me?
Yes, I can, but I can't pronounce it. I can only write it, sorry.
If you write it, I'll read it.
Fair enough.
Not getting off that easy, Shane.
Oh, well, that's fascinating.
Good Lord, I'm sorry for that. You give me your address, I'll kill her.
There you go.
You just let me know. All right. Thank you, Spellmaster S. Loved your work in Harry Potter.
Thank you.
Feeling bored? Lutheran.
That was it. Yeah, thank you. I just can't pronounce the gutturals. So would you like to, can you spell for us Revolutheran now?
Yes. R... E, oh, excuse me, sorry. I didn't do it right. Revolutheran. R, E, V, and the rest is silent.
And apparently invisible. correct, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. Y'all on a tear. Could you please, as a minister of the Revolutheran Church, make your best pitch to get us to join?
Listen, everyone, I know you have many church options. I know that some of you go to Baptist church because it's the best chicken in town. I know some of you like to go to Methodist churches because you don't like to think and you just need a method for your madness. I know some of you go to independent Christians because you're like the rogues of Christianity. And a lot of you don't get these jokes. You're just not into church, and that's okay. But I'd like to tell you today about maybe the best church that God could put in front of you, the Revolutheran Church. All you need is to legally change your last name to Luther. And then you need a race car that you can rev, like, you know, the ones like, those. Walmart is the best option. I get mine actually at Cars, 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 but if you're holy enough, you can get to that point. So get yourself a car, change your name legally. We don't break laws at the Revolutionary Church. And then by the power vested in Luther himself, which is literally everyone at your church, you have become not one, well, yes, one Revolutheran. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Our next competitor is Bryce Halseal. There he is, Bryce Halseal, everybody. Hey, Bryce.
How's it going? How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Like your pants.
Appreciate that.
There you go. Half off sale?
Obviously, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Gotcha. Actually, 75% off.
Your word today, Bryce, is nay neighborhood.
Country of origin, please.
Country of origin is, we're going to go with California.
Appreciate that. Yeah, can you use that in a sentence?
Yes. Bryce asked me if I could use Nay Neighborhood in a sentence.
Is that a noun, pronoun, verb?
It is a noun.
Word. Past tense, present tense.
It's a noun. Fuck! I thought you could get one over on me, didn't you, Mr. Bryce? I know nouns are numbers.
Yeah. Now I gotta spell it. Nay Neighborhood. NayneighorHood.
There you go. Congratulations.
I really tried spelling that too. Was I actually right? Are you saying?
No, you were close. You got it. Neighborhood. Hey, here's what I want
you
to do.
Yo, eat a dick, Miss Oli. All right, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I need you to.
Fifth grade, Bryce, I get that out.
What you're going to do is. Let's see, we've already had a rap. We've already had a poem. We've not had a true love ballad. Could you give me a love ballad, please, with Nay Neighborhood in it?
To the dude I got in a fight with at a parking lot. I got your $300 sunglasses, girl. It got kind of weird because I want to do them, that's a girl. Come to my neighborhood, girl. Gonna say nah, girl. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you very much. Bryce Housel, ladies and gentlemen, the touching, beautiful song about beating up people in parking lots. Our next competitor is Jax Howie. Hey, Jax. Jax comes from Scum Village's regional championships to compete here at Friendly Town. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Go Scummers.
There you go.
Scumbo.
There you go. Tell you what, your first word of the night is underwerewolf.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Underwerewolf.
Underwerewolf. Okay. So what's weird about this is I was actually just reading a book, and this word came up, and I had to look it up and find out what it means. Mm. So I'm perfect to spell this word.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is going to be great. UNDERWHERE www.werewolf.com.
Weirdly correct. Ladies and gentlemen, underwerewolf is the correct spelling of underwerewolf. Congratulations to you. Jax, give him a hand. Jax, I need you, as an underwerewolf, to make the pitch why you are the best monster in the universe.
Okay. All
right. Universal movie universe.
Okay, so, you know, I know that the underwerewolf has not been very much appreciated since that spinoff Underworld movie, and those aren't very good to begin with, but the fact that we're kind of like the stars of that Underworld movie, Underwereworld, and then there was a sequel, Underwater World, which... wasn't very good, and we made an appearance in that as well. But listen, we haven't gotten a whole lot of chances in cinema. So what we've been doing in our spare time, not working at Hollywood like we should be, is going around and murdering people. And I think that makes us perfectly scary and terrifying. Plus, there's nothing scarier than just a naked guy with tighty whities on his head. That is the scariest monster that could possibly...
On his head?
I'm sorry?
The tighty whities are on his head?
Yeah, I mean, I'm wearing my panties right now. I mean, of course, I haven't fully transformed into my underwerewolf. I'm not yet at 100% underwerewolf.
Okay.
Me and Bryce will discuss that later. I'm trying to change him. Bring him over to my side. And I really hope that George Lucas is filming all of these movies for us in secret, and hopefully when he dies, we'll be able to release all those, and they'll be just as good as the prequels were. So, thank you for your consideration, Hollywood, Alabama. I would love to be in some movies. Thank you.
Thank you. Jax Howie, ladies and gentlemen. Tell you what, we have time
for another quick round,
another
quick speed round.
Yeah, what do we say?
Let's do a speed round. Here we go. Yeah. First cursed person up for the speed round, ladies and gentlemen. That was the first round. Congratulations. Let's bring him back up. Carson Barnes. Yeah. Oh, Carson, I'm just going to pick one here randomly. Oh, we'll do this one to you. Your word is monopolyamorous.
But not polyamorous?
But not polyamorous.
But maybe polyamorous. But definitely polyamorous. Could you repeat the word?
Monopoly amorous.
So is it like the guy that was the Monopoly guy, he started this word? Like,
yes.
Kind of looks like you a little bit?
It's the state of origin and city of origin is Atlantic City.
Monopolyamorous. Monopolyamorous. MONOPOLAMOROUSS. Monopolyamorous.
We'll take that. That's fine. Just a quick question for you about Monopoly Amorous. Which of the Monopoly characters do you want to have sex with?
I want to have sex with monogamy. It's just one of them. But out of the Monopoly...
Out of the Monopoly tokens.
Oh, the okay. Whoa. That old-fashioned ironing board looks pretty sexy, right? I mean, if I had to be realistic, probably the thumb pin. It's more...
Thimble,
yeah. If we're being realistic about it. I would have a monopoly amorous relationship with the iron board and the thimble. That's it, though. No, just those two.
That's perfect. That's just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Carson Barnes. His word, once again, was not polyamorous. Our next contestant is Alex Linton.
Yay.
Alex. Oh, Alex, your word is sasqueef.
Could you repeat the word, please?
Sasqueef.
That's what I thought you said. Okay. Sasqueef. S-A-S-Q-U-E-E-F space W-H-E-R-E space I-S space T-H-E space S6TH space B-O-O-K space Y-O-U space A-S-S-O-H-O-L-E space. Okay, thank you.
Are you still confusing me with George R.R.R.?
I'm 100% sure you're him. I don't know who would be better at making up words than him, so I don't know who else would do it.
Well, I'm not George R.R.R. Martin.
Okay, yeah, I got
you. But let's pretend that you're having sex with a dragon right now.
That's what I pretend all the time. That's why I'm just like my like constant state of being. And
real quick, just a moment. Nice shoes, by the way.
Thank you.
On the
flip-flops. Flip-flop-apotamuses, I'm sorry.
Flip-flop-apotamuses. Please, for the word sasqueef, could you please give us the most polite definition you think you can of sasqueef?
Most polite definition. All right, the most wise definition. When a woman, this is very technical, I want you to do it. When a woman is horny, yet there's no good dildos around, sometimes she will use a sausage. Yes, this is getting exactly as gross as you think it is. Yeah. You know the rest. I don't even need to say it. You know exactly what I'm going to say. I'm not even going to bother saying it. Sasqueef.
Fair enough. I'm sorry, that is incorrect, though. We were going for Bigfoot. But congratulations, nonetheless. Alex Linton, everybody.
The only person to get us something wrong tonight. Great.
All right. Somebody has to be wrong once. Ladies and gentlemen, our next competitor is Jay Kendrick. Yeah. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. My friend Jay Kendrick. How you doing? Your word, Jay, is Weird Al Qaeda.
Man, all right. Weird Al Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
W-E-I-R-D hyphen A-L hyphen Q-U-E-D-A.
That is so close, I'll take it.
All right.
Weird Al Qaeda.
Yeah, I did it.
Please tell us your favorite Weird Al Qaeda song.
It's pretty good. Probably Sipping on Gin and Terrorism. That's a good one. That's a real good one. Or you know, their other favorite, Ain't Nothing But a Boom Thing. That's
a good one.
God, that was racist. I'm sorry. Yeah. Can I get off stage?
Yeah.
Please. Okay.
Our next competitor, make a hand one more time for Jake Kendrick here. Next competitor is St. Thomas Ledoux. Oh, St. Thomas, actually, your set earlier in the night, actually, I wrote this word during your set, your open mic set. Your word is defavacation.
Defavacation. I think I know the origin of that word. So, you need me to spell it, I guess?
Just spell it.
All right, give me a second.
Yeah. For some reason, the rest of the spelling bee forfeited.
I skipped dinner. I haven't eaten enough. You get the it's not spoken in words.
That's correct, ladies and gentlemen. St. Thomas Ladue, ladies and gentlemen. He spelled it and defined it in one act.
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Hurst. Please make welcome. Hey, John.
Hey. I think we're good now. Okay, good.
I did not bring bacteria. That was antibacterial. I'm sorry. Your word is red necrophilia.
Red necrophilia? Say the word again.
Red necrophilia.
What Tumblr blog did you find that from?
That's my own.
Oh, fancy. We'll have to share links later. R-E-D-N-E-C-K-O-P-H-I-L-I-A?
Sure. Red necrophilia.
Yeah.
All right, John, you are a news reporter live on the scene of a breaking news story. Please quickly tell us about red necrophilia.
Tom, the scene is chaotic out here. There are trailers everywhere. They're single wide, double wide. Some of them are even triple wide. And they're all storming with people, like just thumping. Some of them have John Deere hats on, and some of them are not quite green. Some of them actually have blood red all over them. We don't know what they want. We don't know what they're looking for. However, I think we have one of them right now. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can you tell me what do you want? Moonshine. I'll be back to you, Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Hurst with a dramatic presentation of red necrophilia. Our next contestant is Todd Lewis. Todd, is he still at the bar again? Oh my God! All righty. Clap for Todd Lewis, please. All right. Hey, Todd.
Hello.
Your word is reincarnita.
Reincarnita. Would you use it in a sentence mentioning that I am opening for Ryan Singer here on July the 5th, Wednesday? It's going to be $5.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Okay. So it's R E like dash I N C parentheses A R close parentheses N-E, quotation mark, T, quotation mark, N's, T-A.
That's correct. That is reincarnita. Todd, as you know, reincarnita is an ancient Spanish word for dead items on a Taco Bell menu that are brought back. Do you have one that you'd like to see?
The best fast food menu item of all time. The volcano burrito. If you've never had one, I'm sorry. It's right up there with the Quincy's yeast roll, with things that just complete a human experience of being alive. Bring it back, Taco Bell. It's not that hard. It's just your nacho sauce with, like, pepper thrown in it. It's not complicated. That's it. It's like cayenne or something like that. That's all it is. And they won't fucking let us have it. They won't have it. They sit there on their fucking ivory towers with their bullshit, and they come out with, like, oh, it's the double chalupa. It's got chicken now. And they won't let us have the single, simple fucking thing. Thanks, everybody.
Here we go. Oh, thank you. He drew me a picture of a kitty. And he is opening for Ryan Singer here on July 5th, Wednesday at the Pilot Light, for only a $5 cover charge. Don't forget that part. Also, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Come out. Do it. It's great fun. Also, I do want to correct one factual error in his rant. It is actually the Quincy's Big Fat Yeast Roll is the correct name for that product. Anyway, moving on, our next competitor is Tyler Sonicson. Yeah.
I thought of two bad bands that start with L and E.
Please, please do.
Lifehouse and Enigma. Remember, like, you know, I'm far even more now with you. Yeah, you know, Lifehouse, and then the hey, thanks. Good night, guys.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Shane. I'm sorry about that. I had to get it off my chest.
I was completely expecting it. your word is Raviariola.
The fuck?
Raviariola.
Raviariola. Raviariola. Can I have the country of origin?
Italy.
Oh, no shit. Okay, so is there a city in Italy? Just because I've studied the spellings coming from specific cities.
Nipoli.
Nipoli, okay. Oh, man. There's nothing I could say that would be more clever than that. Raviariola. R-A-V-I-O-L-I-R-E-O-L-A, girl.
That is correct.
That is, actually.
You threw your voice, Shane? I just heard...
I'm a ventriloquist.
You threw your voice to a much more... It's like you started smoking a pack a day and you threw your voice.
Trying to get off the donuts, man.
Yeah. You eat them so fast they like make a smoke. Yeah,
that's right, exactly. Yeah. So that was great. Can you explain to us a good recipe for a Raviariola?
So what you got to do is, if you want to make the best Raviariola, like my grandmother used to make, trust me on this. You got to take the finest in. Honestly, I don't even know how ravioli are made. I assume it's magic. I've never seen ravioli get made. Like, I've only gotten them frozen from the grocery section at Kroger. I thought that they were just magically created in a cave somewhere. But I'm assuming you take the pasta and you fold it around the ricotta cheese or the feta cheese or whatever you want to put in there, crab, shrimp, perhaps. And you fold it over, you put it through the oven thing. You just go to a Papa John's after hours, and put it through like that oven with like the conveyor belt. And then the raviariolas come out the other side, and you just like stick them like here, and you stick them right on your nipples, and you do a really cool burlesque dance. That's how you make the best raviariola.
That is actually the Food Channel's preferred recipe.
Yeah, and if you want to see the latest raviariola set from our friends at Ooh Ooh Review, they perform every first Friday at Modern Studio at 10 p.m. There's going to be a spaghetti-related like burlesque dance eventually. Yeah.
Eventually there will be.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tyler Sonicson, everyone. And you can see Tyler on Friday, July 7th at the... Sawworks Brewing for First Friday Comedy. Our next comedian is Andrew Davis. Welcome back.
Thank you, Green Warlock. How are you?
I'm just fine. Let's see what I can pick a good word here that I think I would like for you to spell. And I'm going to go with... That was weird. Snapchatterol.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again for me?
Snapchatterol.
Right. Snapchatterol. Starting with S. N. Promiscuous photo you're going to regret 2 minutes later. A. P. Please don't let my mom see this picture. C. Hat. As in the ones you never want to see people wear in their pictures to you. And O, Sun God Ra. And then low as in all time low, which wasn't that bad of a band.
Yeah. Yes.
Snapchatterol.
Snapchatterol is correct. Snapchatterol, you spelled that correctly. Give him a hand there. Real quick, tell us about your favorite social media site and where you think Snapchatterol ranks compared to that. Mm.
Snapchatterol has its moments. It really does. I mean, the way that you can literally throw a brick at someone and make them cry and then get it on picture perfectly through Snapchatterol is fantastic. But
I would say it fails in comparison to my personal favorite, which is MySpace, where you can play music and pick which song people listen to when they come see you. I'd like to see Snapchat give you a song while you're throwing a brick at someone. That would make it the single grace. But until then, I'm going to have to go with MySpace or all.
Oh, well, there we go. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Andrew Davis from Memphis, Tennessee. Big hand. He came all the way here for this. For no known reason. Our next competitor is Bryce Halseal. Bryce.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm just fantastic. Your word is kung futon.
Swag, kung futon. Let's get this shit. Yeah. K-U-N-G-F-U. Shit, Tom. Fuck. Yo, can I buy a vowel?
You know, we've never done that. Oh, I'll give you an O.
All right, where does that O place?
After the kung fu part, inside the ton.
All right, K-U-N-G-F-U-T-O-O-O-N.
Sure, I only gave you one O, but we'll give you those two. You can use them. Kung fu ton, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me about your favorite piece of furniture in your house.
All right. My favorite piece of furniture in my house is the best thing ever. Yo, it was leased in 1996. Yeah, that year, literally Lord and Savior. It's from edition of Space Jam VHS. I know you can't sit on it, but you don't fucking need to. Because it's Space Jam on VHS. Yeah. Y'all didn't know I was going to preach today? Yeah, I'm preaching. Yeah, this is my sermon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. His favorite piece of furniture is a DVD, ladies and gentlemen. Bryce House.
It's a VHS.
VHS. I'm sorry. Somehow that's not sadder. All right. Thank you very much, Bryce. Our next competitor and our final one for the night is Jax Howie. Yeah. Oh, hey now.
I'm sorry. I was running away from the bee.
That's fair. hey, your word is transgentrify.
Oh, come on. Too soon.
Too soon?
It happened to me.
It happened to you?
It can happen to all of us.
Oh, my gosh.
No, transgentrify.
Transgentrify.
Okay. TRANSGENTRIFIED. Transgentrify. Gentrified.
That is correct. Now, you said it happened to you. Tell us your story.
I mean, you know, it's very obvious from looking at me that I have been transgentrified. I come from a very small town. We didn't have any Walmarts there. No McDonald's. And, you know, no specifically scarves from... Peru stores, you know, where I come from. We didn't have any of those. We didn't have places where you could just buy giraffes made out of weave, you know. But then it happened. I saw the movie Into the Wild, and didn't read the book. And I caught it. You know, I got gentrified. I used to not be that way. I used to be, you know, broke. And I mean, you can still see it on me. This is a sleeveless shirt right here, but somehow I got tie-dyed. I didn't do that. I woke up this morning with a bandana around my skull and it will not come off. It gets worse every day. It's something that can happen to all of us, though. You just can't sit on a toilet in a World's Market. You know? All right, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jax Howie from Louisville, Kentucky. And that is our Spelling Bee. Thank you guys for competing. It was a pleasure.
Give it up for Shane, everyone, the Spellmaster.
The Spellmaster.
Everyone, come back next week. We will be joined by special guest Hunter Roberts. Ooh, yeah. He will be doing a live recording of his podcast, My TV Stories. I'm not going to tell you what TV show he's going to be having us perform, but it does have to do with Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow,
yes! Yeah!
And three dudes that no one cares about anymore.
Fuck off the stage!
Taylor is gone!
Fucking kill it!
I agree about Dana.
Hey, I was talking about Caroline in the City. I don't know what you guys are all so wound up about. But no, that's going to be next week here at Friendly Town. You guys are all great. Thanks for supporting the return of Spellbound as funneled through Friendly Town. Find us on iTunes. We've got copies of our zine for sale for $2 back at the bar. And thank you so much for doing this, Shane.
You're doing
God's work.
We're going to try to develop this. The goal is to fine tune it and take it on the road as a festival show.
Oh yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do. So thank you for letting me practice it. Thank you guys.
Absolutely. All right, see you guys next week. Have a good night. Get home safe. We love you. Friendly Town.
Friendly Town.